Welcome back.
It's been a special time.
It is. Thank you. Good day.
It's simple and clear.
Well, it's good to see everybody. This is kind of... It's kind of odd. It seems a little, I don't know, like a deja vu, or I don't know what it is. Maybe we'll have to think of a new word, but...
Vuja
day. Yeah, kind of deja vu backwards, but... It's really amazing to imagine that it's been 10 years.
I'm extremely excited and a little nervous.
Yeah, and I think we're all a little anxious in a wonderful way, like, what next? I mean, we had such a phenomenal farewell ending to Tobias' celebration of 10 years together, and now we enter into the next phase. What's going to happen? Actually, I was looking at the sign-ups for today, and up through last week it was pretty light, and I thought Adamus really did scare everybody off. And then Susie sent an email this morning and said, we're sold out, we're actually oversold. And it's like, whoa, so everybody wants to get their ass kicked, huh?
I'm hoping that this time off, that people use that time to get very clear about taking those steps into the new energy so that we're guided and supported and not ass-kicked.
I agree. We all had, or I know Linda and I had, 6 weeks off. It was incredible. Not doing any channels, not doing much on the airplanes, really relaxing, spending time around the house, getting a lot of things done that I've wanted to get done for a long time. It was really relaxing. It was amazing. And, of course, as we come back today, I'm like, geez, do I remember how to channel? It's been a while. I hope so. We'll see what happens.
I don't think he'll allow you to do anything but the best.
True. So I would suggest we start out right now at this kind of amazing point of separation, kind of a new time.
Is this a new Saint Germain rug?
This is a new rug, yeah. We got it for Saint Germain. He didn't like the other one. He said it was dirty and unstylish. He likes it. Wait till you see the other changes. Yeah, you'll love it. Because this is such a point of separation for all of us. Really ending one era and embarking into a new one, I'm going to suggest we start this with some breathing with Norma, if you don't mind. I didn't talk to you in advance, but as we get ready for this next part of our incredible, amazing, sometimes challenging journey, let's bring Norma up here for some breathing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Norma.
This was a surprise. It almost took my breath away. I'm feeling a deep sense of joy. Such joy that I invite each one of you. Breathe deeply for you. Saint Germain is filling this room. Such a showering of love. Such a showering of joy, a joy that you are here, a joy that he is here. Breathe deeply for you. Yes, breathe deeply just for you. This deep love affair, you and you. Breathe deeply now. Receive it. Receive it fully just for you. Yes. Feel this showering. It is a shower of such amazing love. His love has the power to transform. Hear this. Hear this. He comes and brings this because you have been saying yes. Yes, I choose to be this transformed human. this divine sweetness that I truly, truly am. Breathe it. Breathe and receive, that's all. Just receive. Breathe so deeply. Down, down into every fiber of you. Feel this flow. Feel this flow sinking deeper and deeper into the core of you. Just loving you. Just loving you. All you have to do is receive. Just receive. Receive now as we launch this miraculous new beginning. This new beginning. Feel this. You are adding to this sacred moment of such a sweet, sweet new beginning. Feel this. Feel this. You, for he dearly loves precious gems. Do you think you are anything less than a divine gem who is sparkling into the universe? Breathe deeply now, allowing you to illumine this place as never before. As we unite our energy, our breath around the world, breathe it now. Breathe his joyous yes. 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 Launching his new beginning. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, thank you, Norma. And before we go on, I also want to acknowledge that's very nice to have Jeannie here. Thank you so much. That's always a treat to have the music and the connection. Thank you.
Thank you. One little thing here. Okay. All right. Well,
are you excited?
I am. A little anxious, a little
excited.
We're all
happy that you're excited.
You know, who knows what's going to happen, but I've let go. I'm not going to worry about it. What will happen will happen, and I'm sure it'll be good.
I mean, tape in my purse in case it gets to be too much. I can just...
Well, I was standing in the back room before as David was ringing the bells, and I was thinking how many times over the years being in that back room right before Tobias came in, really kind of nervous, anxious, not knowing what was going to happen, preparing, you know, to bring Tobias in, sitting there in quiet. How many times I've gone through that. So today is really not a lot different other than it's Adamus. A lot of people
have asked. That's a lot different.
That's a lot different. Quite a few people have asked if I've heard from or talked to Tobias, and actually I haven't. I felt his energy, and I feel the energy of Sam, but I haven't at all, which is kind of strange because there were times I'd go a week or two without talking to Tobias in the past, but then he would pop in. He was always there, and it's not that I feel an emptiness. It doesn't feel that way at all. It's just sometimes feel like grasping out there, like wanting to talk to Tobias. It's just not there. I feel that Sam is doing fine, that Tobias is, Tobiwa is amazing and still really with us in a lot of ways, but there's just not the talk. And of course, St. Germain started talking a couple of days ago, nonstop, to the point Linda would start saying something, just a minute, let me finish this conversation. Yeah, and to start that one, of course, she's like,
The cross I have to bear.
Anyway, I want to welcome everyone who's tuning in on the internet right now. I know we have people from all over the world tuning in, and I have a feeling it's going to get a little crowded on our internet traffic today with a lot of people, if this is an indication here in Coal Creek, with the people that are tuning in all over the world. So if you have a good connection right now, hang on to it. If you lose your connection, sometimes it helps to go to just audio only, But I anticipate in about an hour and a half, a lot of people are going to start coming in. It's going to get kind of jammed up. So it's another reason why we wanted Norma to do a little breathing up front. It's September. We're back in the spiritual class.
He's saying this for himself to make sure he remembers.
Right, exactly. This is actually a shot of the Flatirons here in the Boulder area for those tuning in who don't know the area. There's nothing more beautiful than Colorado in the summer, and especially as we get to this part, late summer, early autumn, just magnificent. Today is one of those Chamber of Commerce days. I noticed a few clouds rolled in, but that's typical of Colorado. They'll go away a little bit later. We'll be able to see not the full moon tonight, but the almost full moon. It was spectacular last night. We've had all this smoke come over from California. You know, California always sends the junk over.
Sweetie, watch where you're going.
They do. They're known for that. All that smoke that came over, that was from California. I love California. I used to live there, but the California smoke came in earlier this week. I was up one night at about 3 in the morning, walked outside, and the moon was fairly full, and it was just almost orange-red, well, let's call it crimson color, and it was absolutely beautiful. We have a lot of guests here today. Would you mind welcoming them and mentioning who they are?
I'm extremely excited to do that. We have, I hope this is correct, from Belgium, we have Anne and Lies, Anne Van Dorst and Lies Van Haren. Are you here?
Welcome from Belgium.
Glad you could be here.
How long have you been here in the States? 4th of July, so you've had a lot of time. Are you enjoying yourselves? Good, good. And are you here in the Southwest area, Colorado? Yeah, it's beautiful. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for being here. Marie Lacourse from Canada, Quebec, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Good to see you again. Glad you're here. Thank you.
You look great.
We haven't seen you for a long time.
And I don't think she made it. Is Jackie Valero here from Mexico? I don't think she made it. Okay, nope. But I know Lex Nieland is here from Netherlands.
Lex, good to see you.
Hello,
Lex. Go ahead and
Lex.
Stand up so the cameras can get you.
Glad you could be here. And there we go, Jackie
Hi,
Valero.
We just introduced you. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you. And then from United Kingdom, we have Anne and Stephen Bromley.
Anne and Stephen, good to see you again.
And then we have Brenda Morgan from Ola, Arkansas. Is that correct?
Ola, Arkansas. Good to see you.
Thank you, Brenda. Nice that you could be here. And, of course, Kathy Archer from the Bahamas.
Good to see you, Kathy. Go ahead and stand up.
Thank you.
And Kathy's on the launch pad today, of course.
Yeah. And Jennifer Magzig from Lexington, Kentucky. Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Good to see you.
Glad you're here.
Susan Lyman from Minnesota.
Minnesota. Hi, Susan. I got to stop for a second. This is terrible. But, Susan, do you claim Minnesota right now as your home place?
No.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Because I've been back and forth, so I understand.
Okay.
Well, I was going to have to bring up this thing, and probably not the appropriate place or time, but what's this with Brett Favre and going to the Vikings? This is bad news. I mean, this is turncoat. This is, one of the worst things a Green Bay fan could even imagine.
Jeff is in trauma.
She told me on Sunday when there was some game on that was going on.
Some game. What are you talking about? This is... I was devastated. I don't want to take our time here in the mundane human things, but Brett Favre... I'm going to get in a bad mood now. Let's move on.
A better job of ruining a perfect legacy than he did. It's so stupid. And
sorry, Brett, if you're tuned in. I mean,
dumbass.
You blew it, Brett.
Dumbass.
Because if you're... Brett, if you were tuned in, you wouldn't have gone to the
dumbass.
Vikings. So there. Where's that camera? You guys, oh, there it is. You guys hid the camera. You changed. All right, anyway, Brett. Go ahead.
Oh, and while we're at it, a special hello in Minnesota to Georgine Nugent, who I heard is quite well recovered, and we're glad to hear you're doing well, Georgine.
Sister Georgine.
Sister Georgine Nugent. Okay. And then Cindy Cornelli from Chesterfield, Missouri. Where are you?
Hi, Cindy.
Thank you for being here.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. And Mr. Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri.
Hi, Robert.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Do you pronounce it, you have it, Robert?
Robert.
Robert. Okay, Robert. Robert. Okay, I see that on your name badge. Go ahead.
Danny Waters from Hay Springs, Nebraska. Where are you, Danny? Good to see you, Danny.
Danny, good to see you.
We have quite a few people that were here at the Midsummer. Okay, Susan Bam Hoover from, I guess that's Walt Hill, Nebraska. Where are you, Susan?
Nice. Good to see you.
Thank you for being here. From Abiquiu, New Mexico, Elizabeth Colburn. Is she here?
Not quite
Elizabeth
yet.
Elizabeth didn't make it yet? Okay, it's a bit of a drive. Yeah. Also from Albuquerque, we have John McCurdy and Mary Beth Schuin.
Hi, John. Mary, go ahead and stand up. And John and Mary Beth, what you just kind of made an announcement the other day on email. Would you care to share it with the folks here in the listening audience?
We're engaged.
Congratulations.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's see. Then we have Miriam Cornelli from Santa Fe and Allie Maxfield from Santa Fe.
Hello. Good to see both of you.
Nice to see you, Allie.
I'm originally from Wisconsin.
Are you? So you
and
know
you
my
admit feel- that?
I feel the
same way. It just gets the blood going. I'm going to do a special report. Maybe in the newsletter, I'm going to write an article about, you know, Brett Favre. I mean,
our heroes should never let us down.
I know. It'd be
God damn, they're not supposed to be human.
I know. Jeez. Don't get me started. Next.
Well, Jeff has a problem because half of his shirts had to go to Goodwill because they all had number 4 Favre on them. So he doesn't have a decent Green Bay shirt he can wear ever again because they
all
had
the new quarterback,
4 Favre on them.
Let's move on.
We're feeling your pain. We're willing to lick your wound, Nat.
I have a channel to do later, and I don't want this to throw me off. Go ahead.
Is Terry Spires here?
Terry is here. Terry Spires, good to see you.
Terry. Columbus, Ohio.
Good to see you, Terry.
And, of course, Jeannie from Strang, Oklahoma, Jeannie Cahill, who we introduced earlier.
Thanks again, Jeannie.
Carolyn Wright from Casper, Wyoming.
Hi, Carolyn.
You're practically family coming from Casper. And Carolyn's here with her sister, Colleen Sorey.
Hi, Colleen.
From Casper, Wyoming.
Salt Lake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Susie! No, I'm just kidding.
You're sorry that she's from Salt Lake, or you're sorry that you got it wrong?
Same difference.
Let's just pick on state day.
I just heard that Salt Lake is considered one of the most conservative cities in the country.
Really?
I didn't know that. It was a feeling. I didn't know.
I thought Salt Lake was just like Boulder, you know?
It was a feeling. I'd never heard it officially confirmed before. Okay. It is home of what's-his-face? Your big buddy that you love.
Keep going.
Okay.
Let's not bring up names that
not
are going to irritate
Brett Favre.
Me today. I know. I know who you're talking about, Joseph Smith.
No, I was talking about Glenn Beck.
Oh, no, he's in New York. Right. You listen to Glenn Beck? Really?
Just to know what all the crazy conservatives are saying. Oh, I'm not supposed to be politically incorrect, and I am so sorry about that, because really, I do respect conservatives. I just don't agree with them, but I totally respect it.
Yeah, why?
I got to dig myself out of that hole now, because really, I respect other people's political views. I honestly do.
Go ahead.
Okay. I came out of education.
Keep
it ruins
keep
you.
Keep okay. rolling.
All right. Larry Brust from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Another Minnesota. Oh.
Thank you.
Go for
it.
What is this?
That
Adamus is setting this up today just to get to me. Whoa.
Oh.
All right.
Ow. You have no idea how hurt he is.
You know, he's probably from New York, and you just said Minnesota to get to me. Go ahead.
No, we're done. Really
oh, we're done.
Done?
We're done.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we're really done.
Whew, boy, getting a little testy. These openings are getting a little challenging. Anyway, let's take a deep breath as we go on here. And again, welcoming in everybody listening in on the internet today. We've got a full house here in Colorado. We actually have chairs and tents set up outside so people can who come late can sit out there.
Camp out.
Hopefully it won't rain on them, but they should have been here early. Okay. Moving right along.
You know, just because these people are laughing doesn't mean everybody online is. We could be, you know,
I know.
Racking up some I know. Big enemies.
As you heard earlier, we have live music throughout the day with Jeannie Cahill. So, again, welcome, Jeannie. I appreciate you being here. Good to see you again. And you have CDs over here for sale?
Sure do.
Great. Okay. Great. And then later on, we'll mention where people can get them online. I know CD Baby has them. Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Great. As a download on Shomper Shop, which is the way to go these days.
I thought that's what I was hoping.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Okay. It's been, it's been interesting. Been 3 months since we've been back here. It seems like a longer time. But a long time, yeah.
Okay.
See? I counted on my fingers beforehand.
I'm glad you had enough.
Yeah. Of course, we did have the Midsummer New Energy Conference, which, as David said, was just an indescribable event.
How many people were at the Midsummer?
How many were there? Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it was one of those things that was just beyond words. And from the time the staff was doing the setup to the moment we started on Friday morning, it just took off. It had a life of its own. It wasn't a conference. It was had the energy more of a workshop or of a school. If you've been to those, you know, they kind of go somewhere.
It had the element of an individual experience in it, which I certainly did not anticipate or expect with a big conference like that. I thought it would be that big conference energy, and yet each and every one I talked to, myself, each of us seemed to have had some kind of a personal experience with it, unlike what is typical of a big conference. It had that very personal element to it. You'll never top that, by the way.
You know, it was just the presenters, the musicians. I mean, Johan and Anders Holt. You couldn't have asked for better. The channelers, being back together with Lee Carroll. Of course, working with Norma and Garrett. And it was amazing. And Sunday night, when everybody should be tired or just kind of done with things, Sunday night, everybody was back in the ballroom just really jamming with Johan. Having an amazing time. It's like nobody wanted to go home. It was so special. Gene Tinder has put together kind of a compilation of the channels, at least the Adamus, Kathumi, Tobias, and Kryon channels. So instead of doing our typical title slides and going through that, we're going to go and just take a few minutes and go through the actual video. So I'm going to ask if we could turn the house lights down. And
it's excerpts.
Excerpts from the channels. So these are all special channels from the Midsummer Conference, and
it's about 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes. So sit back and
enjoy.
Again, let's get those lights down. So, for one of the last times, dear Shambran.
John, that's not right.
And so it is.
It's not right.
This isn't about
yes, it is.
I, Tobias, returning.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
This is about you becoming. This is about you coming back to you, completing a circle that began a long time ago. I am that I am, Adamas Saint Germain. I've been a bit busy lately. I apologize to each and every one of you for not spending a bit more time with you. I've been in the process of helping Tobias to rebirth. Oh, and don't underestimate the difficulty of taking an old dead Jew and putting him into a 10-year-old boy. It's taking everything Kutumi and I have to get him back into Sam. What I would like to do this afternoon in our session, instead of a lot of lecturing, I want to get into some motion, some feeling. You see, this confidence, this old energy human confidence that you've had, it's going away. It's either going to dissolve away or it's going to be ripped away. Let it dissolve away naturally. Let it move away naturally. And as you do, allow the awareness of being, of your being, to come in. What does that mean? Those are some fancy words. What is that awareness of being? It's the I am. It's the acceptance of yourself. Let it happen, dear Chambra. What a perfect place on top of this mountain with Chambra in this safe and sacred space and the music of Yoham. With that, it has been a delight. I don't need to lecture anymore. Let yourself be. I am that I am, Adamas Saint-Germain. Namaste. Let me repeat it one more time, but go into your feelings this time. Namaste from the God within me to the God within you. Namaste, dear Chambra. I would like to take a few moments here to talk about our dear friend Tobias, and to explain a few things that he has never talked about before. Every one of you here, every one of you connecting to us right now, has known Tobias in the past. You've shared lifetimes with him in Lemuria and Atlantis, and times even before in the angelic realms. Tobias is a stranger to none of us. Tobias's love was known throughout all of Atlantis, and it was Tobias who brought us together, who helped us develop our own divinity and humanity. It was Tobias working with all of us who helped us understand the blessings of life here on Earth. And in the end days of Atlantis, when the armies of Azura-Tamu were closing in on the temples of Tien, a memory so many of you still have deep within, it was Muir who finally said, "We will sacrifice ourselves for the sake of the others." And it was Muir who walked first from all of us in the temples of Tien, giving of himself to the armies that were closing in. And it was Tobias, as Muir, who died amongst us first in these final days of Atlantis. Tobias chose at one point to come back to Earth. He chose a lifetime on Earth, chose the lands of the Middle East. He was a rabbi lifetime after lifetime. He studied the texts, listened to the lectures, because he was going to be worthy in the eyes of God. He was going to get it right this time, because he felt he got it wrong in Atlantis. It wasn't until nearly his last day in prison, just about to die, just about to cross over, that he finally got it. He finally released everything, as he has told you the story. He released all of his beliefs. He released all of his guilt and all of his suffering. He released everything he had thought about himself so that he could become himself. He was so close to death, it didn't matter for him at this point. It didn't matter. He let go. And in a brilliant flash that can still be seen in the universe, Tobias finally understood four simple words. I am God also. It all came together. All of the pieces fit. The love flowed in. And Tobias ascended. Tobias went on to his own sovereignty. And there are not that many, what you would say, ascended masters in all of the realms. And there are none to date. None to date, dear Chambra, that have ever returned back to Earth in physical body. Ever. Tobias, Tobaiwa, is actually the first ascended master to be rebirthing to Earth. Something he never mentioned all of these years in working with you. So it is my honor to share that with you. I know Tobias is going to remember who he is. For one reason. Because you're here right now, helping to bring in that energy. You're here for an event that is of historic proportions. An ascended master rebirthing on Earth.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Spirit is not in a vacuum. Spirit knows exactly what this weekend is about. Totally. From my standpoint, it's a lot of fuss about a dead Jew. Now let's interview Tobias. If we could interview Tobias right now. Does it make sense, Tobias, to leave now? It doesn't seem like this is the time. Tobias, it doesn't make sense you're leaving. There's so much to do, and you have been successful. Look at the organization that has blossomed around the seed that you planted with your partner, Jeff. A decade ago. And you're leaving. What would Tobias say? There are some of you who would say, well, Tobias just wants to experience being a human again. He misses it. Not that much. I'm going to give you something to think about. This ascended master who watched the universe being made and selected his lifetimes, did what he had to do, and now is back teaching, that entity has chosen to change the system because it's fast becoming apparent that the power to change this planet is going to be in the human body. And Tobias knows it. This is not a farewell. It's a greeting. Where as you walk out the door at the end of this conference, on the lips, everywhere, I would love to hear this slogan. Tobias, welcome back. Welcome back.
Like forever, yet it's always now. That this is forever, I know that now. I feel a pull that I can't explain, like someone I know calls my name. Everyone I meet, everywhere reminds me that I'm going home. It's been ages since I was here. It's been ages since I was here. It's been ages since
final time together. And so it is. Oh, dear Shambra. Dear, dear Shambra. Yesterday it was Kaudra's emotions. And today, surprisingly, it is my human emotions. I haven't felt this for thousands of years. I forgot what it was like to cry. I forgot what it was like to have these tears come down my skin. And I don't know why I'm crying. I guess I am getting to be human. I can't tell you how good it feels. How long I've waited to be with each and every one of you. To share in this moment, because it doesn't get much better than this. I am indeed Tobias, at least for a few more precious minutes. But the whole concept of Tobias is really all of us, all of us. But it was an agreement that all of us had. We would combine our love, we would combine our desire, we would combine ourselves into this thing called Tobias. To be us. It's always been us. In a few short minutes, the essence of Tobias will no longer exist. It's not needed anymore. You will become your own Tobias. In other words, dear Shambra, it is graduation. We have arrived. We're disbanding Tobias, bringing it back home from whence it came. Take a deep breath and feel the return. It's not just me. It's all of us. It hasn't been very possible for a sovereign being to come back to Earth in physical form. I'm coming back. The spiritual physics worked out so I could do it. But you know what? Next week, there's going to be two more ascended masters who are coming to Earth. By the end of next month, there's going to be over 30 ascended masters who have rebirthed on Earth. By the end of the year, there's going to be over 120 ascended masters who have rebirthed on Earth. And by mid-next year, there are going to be over 1,516 ascended masters embodied back on Earth for you. Do you get the picture now of what you've been doing here on Earth? You helped to pave the way. You helped to open the doors. Right now, Sam is hearing a voice, laying sound asleep in his hospital room, hearing a voice. And that voice becoming so loud right now in his head, that voice is saying, "Who am I? Who am I?" It's coming from across time and space. Sam is hearing it in his physical body. Who am I? And then with open eyes, he says, "I am that I am. I am that I am." And now, dear Shambra, I'm going to ask each and every one of you to open your eyes to who you really are, to why you're really here on Earth, to why we've had this journey together. The most incredible journey of love I could ever possibly imagine. I ask each and every one of you to open your eyes now to who you really are. You have many days, months, and years ahead of you. You have many things that you can do, that you can become. It's wide open to you. Ascended masters are going to be here soon. They're going to look you in the eye, just like I am right now. Keep your eyes open. And one day, a young man might come up to you, say, "I am that I am." And so it was.
Oh.
think he said it all when he said, opened your eyes to who you really are.
Well, that kind of makes you want to take a good deep breath. And again, Linda and I want to thank the entire staff from the Midsummer Conference. They did such an incredible job.
We were
really
lucky.
They were amazing. It was the whole event was so just difficult to describe. You don't even want to. We've gone back and watched some of the DVDs. And gosh, just the presenters and the channelers, musicians, it was just beyond. I mean, it's I can't say enough about it.
It was a special event.
Ever since then, Linda and I have pretty much took it easy, or I've taken it easy. I'm sorry, you've been working really hard. We haven't done any workshops, just took one trip up to the Midwest.
I haven't had to pack a suitcase. That's been the gift.
Yeah, so it's been really, really special. I've been spending probably way too much time not at my desk. When Linda wants to find me, I'm out in the yard or on the tractor. I ended up building a stone wall about 5 feet high, 30 feet long, you know. And I realized in doing so, you know, I'm just taking rocks and cement. I realized I was never a mason. I was probably a monk, but I was... and if you come over and see the stone wall, you go, whoa, boy. But it's nice. It's big.
It's an extremely special wall.
You know, the physical work and just the time away from thinking and the computer has been so therapeutic. And I hope everybody here has had a chance to just let things go. A couple of times when my human mind would want to engage and get involved in things, Adamus would come in and say, don't think. Just don't think. And, of course, I reacted, and it's like, well, no, you have to. And it's like, no, don't think. Watch how things will take care of themselves if you stop thinking and worrying about it, analyzing. Just take some time off. You know, the physical work is really good, particularly in going through a transformation, as we all have done with Tobias and ourselves. And the physical work kind of clears some of the stuff out of the
body.
It
was like watching a child play and build a fort. It was truly made me smile more times than I would. I wouldn't tell him then, but I can tell you right now, I smiled more times. And it was the silliest thing because he'd be out there and I'd hear his tractor, you know, and he'd be on it and smiling and he'd be moving dirt.
Apart.
Then he'd remove the dirt, move it some more, and then move some rocks. And it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And literally, I knew I would not see him till it would get dark. I mean, like a little kid, he'd finally get off his tractor when it was dark out. But I will tell you, in the process of building this stone wall, I mean, it's not brick, it's not paved stone. He took, you know, indigenous local stones and built this thing. I got one hot man I'm having to deal with. Whoa, I'm telling you. So he can build as many walls as he wants.
And I come in just filthy at the end of the day,
but
you know,
sexy.
Covered with cement and dirt and diesel and everything else. But it was amazing. It was really good. And I hope you've all had some time this summer where you just got away from the routine, got away from whatever you're doing. I know quite a few people just left their jobs and left other things maybe. But, you know, it's been such a rejuvenating time, and I do feel good. I feel...
So Jeff recommends renting a Kubota tractor.
Yeah, tearing something up, or whatever it happens to be. I know a lot of Shambra I talked to just took long, long walks, or spent time in the garden, or I know quite a few went on road trips, and, you know, just... What a time it's been for transformation. So we're now ready for the next set, the next series.
We hope.
You know, but I think we all know how to do this a little bit different right now. You know, we spent 10 incredible years with Tobias going through our issues and really looking at ourselves in a way that was amazing and challenging and difficult and fearful and exciting all at the same time. I really feel that as we go into this next step, we're going to do it a lot more efficient and a lot more joy and a lot less worrying about things. You know, as Tobias, I think one of my favorite of all Tobias channel, I have about 200 favorites, but one of my favorite was the one in the Great Pyramid this last February in the King's Chamber when we were all toning. I was really expecting, you know, this monumental channel,
I guess it was,
but Tobias's message alarmed me. He said, it doesn't matter. Now, what do you mean it doesn't matter? It all matters. Tobias, that's why we're here. That's why we're struggling and working so hard. It doesn't matter. You're already there. You're already in your ascended state. Now, how do you want to experience getting there? You want to do it backwards? You want to do it on your knees? Do you want to do it in poverty? Or do you want to choose to do it in a joyful way, celebration of life and spirit? So it doesn't matter. You're already there. It was an incredible channel. So as we go forward into our next, however long,
adventure,
10 years with the Dhammas, 2 years, I don't know. But as we go into this next thing, let's make a conscious choice for yourself, but let's do this for Shambhra also. By the way, a little sideline, I was having a chat with Adamus yesterday. He likes the tractor, by the way.
No surprise.
And, I was having a chat, and he mentioned to me, he said, you know, Tobias had a goal of being able to bring together the, stop and take a breath, the 144,000 from Tian, and he said Tobias did it. And he said, there's been a lot more than that I've read, but he said it touched all of us who were together back then that said we were going to come back at some time, some place, and be here together on earth. And he said, Tobias did it. So, but anyways, we go forward. Let's make a choice for ourselves to do it however we want to do it, but a conscious choice, not destiny and not circumstance or not this the pressure of this big world against us. Let's just make a decision. How do you want to do it? And then let's do it. Let's not just dream about it. Let's do it right here. You want to do it joyfully? You want to do it crazy? You want to do it laughing or easy or quick? However you want to do it. But let's take this moment to really bring that choice in. How do you want to do it? Don't worry about the specifics, by the way. Remember the channel way back when Tobias said, use broad strokes. Don't go in for the fine little detail. Broad strokes, how do you want to do it? And then let's choose for us as a group of humans in our spiritual journey and our spiritual experience, how do we want to do it as Shambhra? Maybe as teachers, guides and facilitators for others, standards, love that word, standards of new energy, examples to other humans without preaching, without having a lot of weird rules or regulations unless Adamus comes up with some. But we are that we are. You know, there's not a lot of pretense.
That in itself is a teacher.
That is a teacher. So let's take that deep breath in this moment of making a conscious choice as we enter into our next phase together. Appropriate that the siren to go off.
That's been happening with Saint Germain several times now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he tends to bring that in.
Okay. Anyway, again, Jean, I appreciate you putting together that the
Thanks, Jean.
Video. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jean.
And I think either before the channel or before the Q&A, we'll play a quick Faces of Shambhra, just people pictures from the Midsummer Conference, a couple minutes long. Okay, moving along. Whoa.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That open eye thing's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, let me... There we go. All right. Well,
so leaving.
There we go.
Get it? Leaving.
It's almost autumn, I guess late summer, early autumn. Up here in the mountains. We're leaving, yeah. Tobias is leaving. Up here in the mountains, actually, the peak color season is going to be in about 2.5 weeks. So really? Autumn is almost here, yeah. Other parts of the world, it's going to be a lot longer. But let's take a quick look at the upcoming events. the Tobias Interdimensional Workshop.
Tobias?
Oh, boy, talk about Freudian. Adamas Interdimensional Workshop, September 11th through the 13th in Santa Fe. We've done this workshop a number of times before. This will be Adamas. It's wonderful. He teaches us basically how to go interdimensional, how to use tools to become very interdimensional. We still have some space on this, not a lot.
It's very practical, actually, for anyone that isn't sure about how you would engage in this interdimensional process. This is a very clear experience
very
with
clear.
That.
Very clear. He outlines it.
Yeah.
And I know we had questions come
yes,
up
still some
recently.
Space.
Well, not about space here, but are we going to be doing this in other parts of the world? And we've done it in Spain, in New Zealand, here in the States.
And Romania.
So I don't know if we're going to be doing it again, because a lot of people were asking. It's not on the schedule for right now.
It's not on the schedule yet.
Okay, from there, going on to Adamus' first mystery school. This I'm a little nervous about.
You should be.
It's going to be a couple of pretty intense days. We're going to go up to Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. It's a terrible sounding name, but
it's a
really
place.
Beautiful place. One of the most beautiful places in Wisconsin. The event is sold out.
Brett Favre doesn't think so anymore.
We're not going to talk about that anymore.
He sold his place there.
In October, it's the sacred tour to the south of France. We're going to visit a lot of the sites where the Cathars were, a lot of places, some of St. Germain's very favorite
stomping grounds,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the event is sold out. Okay, after that, first time in Italy. We're going to do a one day in Rome. We have a lot of incredible Italian chambra. Linda and I haven't been to Rome before, and we thought this would be a great time to meet the Italian chambra, tour Rome a little bit.
Patty and Mercurio have been helping us get the word out.
Stop in on the Pope, say hi. And
he could handle you.
More information about the Rome workshop in the upcoming newsletter. After that, it's over to Berlin in November for Adamus' Mystery School. It's sold out in, 4 days, 5 days?
Or less.
Yeah, so we will be doing another Mystery School in Europe.
After Christmas.
We're talking about Denmark, Norway, someplace like that, after the first of the year. Linda wants someplace warm.
Yeah, Mallorca.
Yeah, Mallorca would be good, too.
We haven't determined, but we will do another one in Europe within the early part of the year.
Whoops. And then the other scheduled event right now is the Egypt tour in February 2010. We're calling this the Sounds of the Soul because we have an incredible lineup of course, Norman Garrett will be there. Anders and Kachina Holt are going, and Anders is going to be working with us on toning in places like our private time in the King's Chamber and the Great Pyramid, the Paws of the Sphinx, Temple of Isis. We have 6 days or 6 nights on the cruise ship.
Let's redefine that there's a little bit of a misunderstanding. We have something really exciting happen. When we went last time, we just had 45 busloads.
Where's that music coming from?
Anyways, what we noticed was that when you actually cruise the Nile, it's not like a big, like an ocean cruiser. It's really a giant boat. It's a giant, beautiful river boat. And we got upgraded to a better boat.
Yes.
And what we've done is we've reserved it so that we have the whole boat, that we're not sharing it with anyone. And having the whole boat means less than 100 people.
Yeah.
But it's the whole boat would be nothing but chambra on the boat.
And we've talked to the people who went on last year's trip, and going to the temples is just phenomenal. But there's also something about being on the boat on the Nile, and you're just cruising back in time. It's surreal.
Historically beautiful.
And some of our favorite times were just those long afternoons on the Nile. Great discussions, eating together. This year we're going to be doing a lot of toning and singing, a lot of breathing. It's going to be an extraordinary event.
And the first time it was hard for us to anticipate the potential of the event. Having done this once now and knowing what we really can do is making this even more exciting to us. So we have the whole, it'll be the whole boat. Also, when you have the whole boat, you control things in terms of everything's done on our terms.
On our schedule.
We don't have to follow the schedule because there's other people.
If we want to say, turn the boat around, let's go back to the Temple of Isis. Yeah, you can kind of do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we're looking forward to it a lot.
We hope you'll join us.
Yeah. Right now it's about 60% sold out.
That's right.
And there's more information on it in the website. But these are some of the actual temples that we visit. And if any, last year's any indication, this year is going to be absolutely amazing. A lot of shopping also. We stay in very nice places, very nice hotels like the Oberoi in Cairo, right across the street from
the pyramid. It's all at least 4 and 5 star because it's just worth it in a third world country to take advantage of the best.
It's one of my favorite shots from last year. Norma and Gary trying to get up on the camel and Linda just having a ball with it. So anyway, if you're interested, do check out the website for the Chambra Sounds of the Soul tour in Egypt. Okay. Moving right along. I know everybody's anxious, including Adamus. Okay, just... it is time
for the launch
for the Chambra launch pad.
Okay.
One of our favorite times because
it
lets everybody...
Side.
Yeah, it lets everybody see the creations that are coming in. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Looks like a George Bush plot.
And that's, you can't really see in the background, but I think that's Boulder, the mountains and Boulder. Of course, anybody who knows Boulder, you'd figure there'd be spaceships there.
Yes.
And we get to see it again. And a UFO coming in.
There's something wrong with you.
I shot this the other day. Yeah.
You ain't right, honey. You ain't right.
Considering he doesn't like...
Okay. Anyway, on the launch pad today... is a dear friend of ours we've known for a number of years, hosted our workshops in Eleuthera, been together in a lot of situations like Bahamas, where we did a workshop, very, very intense. Please welcome Kathy Archer. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing today?
Nervous.
This is Chambra. You can do anything, almost anything. And they don't
Namaste.
Care.
Yeah.
How was your trip up here?
It was really easy.
Yeah.
It was very easy.
Good.
Very relaxing. Just everything just fell together very easily. So I knew this was the time to come.
It was right, yeah. And then how does it feel, the difference between being at sea level versus kind of high up here?
It was a little bit of an adjustment because normally when I come up here, I stay somewhere else.
Right.
But
like
I'm staying in the mountains with Jean, kind of her. And so it's been a bit of an adjustment, but I'm okay today. I feel good today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good. Welcome to the launch pad. And
Thank you. You've
got two books to talk about today.
Amazing. Two books to talk about. Yes.
And let me ask, do you consider yourself a writer, an author? Do you like writing?
Yes, I've written all my life, but I never really wanted too much. And strangely, in the last 2 years, I've just been enjoying it, and I fell in love with it and started doing it, you know, like maybe 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago, I started writing a newspaper column.
Oh, you know.
What was your newspaper column about?
It was called Performance Issues, Ask Kathy. And basically, I answered questions on performance challenges for businesses.
For businesses, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever interject, New Age, metaphysical, spiritual? Yeah.
Maybe after 6 months, I started throwing in some things.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to do that. And, you know, and it doesn't have to use words like we use. But, you know, I think about all I've learned in the past 10 years.
You can use mainstream words.
How can that can apply to business? Some of the principles are so... business should be applying them. Anyway, so your first book is a business book?
My first book is a business book. It's called A Different Path, A Different Result, A New Consciousness Model for Businesses. And basically, what I've been doing over the years
hold
is...
The
sure,
hold the
thank you.
There you go.
is consulting work. I ended up being what I call a, you know, specialist in organizations in crisis. You know, I seemed to be called into organizations that were having a lot of problems. And so I thought, instead of just going in and telling everybody what's wrong and how to fix it, I need to tell them how to avoid getting into the, you know, the problems in the first place.
Exactly.
And initially I had designed an outline for a particular client, and I decided to actually write a book outlining exactly how to create an organization that does not get into crisis, basically.
Right.
And it involves just approaching it in a whole new way. Mm-hmm. It's a new consciousness philosophy. You know how you have business partners, two people decide to get into business together? Well, the approach in the book is actually about having that partnership with your employees. And every aspect of the organization being set up as a partnership.
Yeah.
In terms of sharing, in terms of including them and everything, in terms of even the agreement that's struck up at the beginning of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I outline how you can... Well, it aims to increase bottom-line results,
right,
as well as create fulfillment and independence for employees.
Wow. And just it may be difficult to answer, but what are the major crises that most businesses face? What are they the result of?
Most of them are the result of just poor communication.
Yeah.
And what I've found a lot is a lot of businesses that start out small and grow quickly,
mm-hmm,
and they don't analyze along the way, make changes along the way with the right systems and structures to make sure that the organization is now structured for a different size, a different culture.
Right.
And so employees end up feeling left behind.
Mm-hmm.
They're lost. They don't know what's going on. Depending on the nature of the communication, they distrust a lot of what's going on.
Right.
You know, it becomes a cold environment as opposed to the family environment before. You know, new employees come on and it's no longer a feeling of family.
Yeah.
It's everybody's trying to get to the top, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that. Mm. I found a lot of common threads throughout the organizations that I worked with.
Right.
And I give a lot of examples in the book of things that go on, and you know they're the simplest things, and but you'd be amazed at how they create problems, and you don't even see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I outline a lot of examples in the book.
Wonderful. And is your book self-published or?
It is self. Well, it is self-published. I guess.
Did you publish it yourself?
I published. Well, I had a publisher, if that's what
right.
you mean.
Right,
I didn't
right.
have a traditional publisher.
Right.
I used iUniverse.com,
right.
and they do everything. The only difference is instead of them paying you up front, you pay them up front.
Oh.
You know, so...
Well, because the reason why I ask is a lot of Chambra are writing books or even music, and that publishing thing is always the question. Like, do you self-publish? Do you go through a publisher? What's the best way to do it? And I think that's changing so much right now. You know, going through a traditional publisher is difficult and challenging.
Yes, and actually, well...
It's almost impossible, actually.
Yeah.
Might as well talk about my second book then, because I actually have a chapter on publishing in this book.
There you go.
That book is called
Break the Rules. And
this one
is called Break the Rules, How Anyone Can Write a Book Using 7 Easy Steps.
I guess I better read that, huh? I finished it. Number one, have Linda lock me away.
But basically, what I talk about, well, the reason how that book came about, when I wrote my first book, a lot of my friends were like, ooh, I want to write a book,
yeah.
you know, something I've always wanted to do. And this process ended up being so easy for me, easy in the sense that the words were easy.
Right.
What I had to deal with were all the issues of the doubts and the fears, you know, that we all feel when we're doing stuff like, oh, what if nobody wants to read it? What if, you know, they don't accept what I'm saying? And what if I'm not smart enough? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
self-doubt kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what I used to get through that is an exercise that I developed based on things that Tobias and St. Germain had been telling us
mm-hmm.
about changing beliefs
mm-hmm.
and also based on some coaching training that I did.
Right.
And I outlined steps to go through for writing a book. And it starts with...
Can I just read your... Or you should just read your steps. They're pretty good.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
That might be nice, though. Then people will get a feel for your process.
I don't have my glasses on. I'll see if I can.
I'll hold it out here for you.
The first step is get rid of the obstacles. And that's the step where I outline the exercise that you can use to help with some of that mind chatter that gets in the way and causes you to put it off, you know. The second step is discover how to access your creative center. And a lot of people believe that that people have special talent to do certain things.
Right.
And I strongly believe that anybody can do anything they want.
Absolutely.
It's simply a matter of connecting with your creative center.
Yeah.
And so I talk about what talent is, which is making that connection. And I even refer to,
You don't have to give the book away. I just thought it might be nice to share the steps.
Well, no, that's a key point, but I just wanted, So I just, you know, want to express that anyone, if you have the desire, you can write a book. You know, it's, it's really easy. Create the success. Identify the moving parts. Exploit writer's block, which I take a whole new consciousness approach to writer's block and what that's about.
It's just energy, just stuck.
It's stuck
energy.
But it's
ready to get moving.
And it's, and there's always a message, you know, that always ends up being a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
And enjoy the writing and then determine the publishing end game, which is where I talk about the difference, you know, the challenges of doing it traditionally and all the options when you self-publish.
Well, and there's so many options these days online, like Lulu and
Lulu,
a lot of other things, Lightning Source. And you don't have to sell it to a publisher. And a lot of these places will also distribute it. Chambra, just the Chambra website. We're in the newsletter next week or the week after. We're introducing our full partner program. Anybody that has a digital product can put it into the Chambra Creations part of the website and distribute it to anybody in the world. And that's just one of many, many different ways of doing it. And it feels good just to put out a book, a CD, or whatever. Just feels good.
This one is actually available at Amazon and Barnes and Nobles. But this one I just did in the month of August. And it's on Lulu. Thank you. As a download. Also soft cover. And it'll be available eventually as well with Barnes and Nobles and the others.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad you came up here.
Thank you for having me.
So Kathy's here. She has her books over on the table, and I'm sure she'd be happy to answer any questions.
And also, I wanted to point out your website is www.adifferentpath.info.
.info. Yes. And one final thing that I want to say, what I've also done is started a Different Path magazine, where I write a lot of articles on new consciousness approaches to different aspects of life.
Right.
And it's going to be membership-based. Right now I have an introductory issue there. Also exercises and self-assessments for Chambra that, you know, want to spend more time in exploring different areas in a new consciousness way.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a deep breath and give Kathy a big, hearty launch. Congratulations.
I want to present these two copies to you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much.
Glad you could be here.
And how is James doing?
James is doing fantastic.
Good.
He's online listening because he knew he would be dead if he wasn't.
So, James, you better be listening. You better remember every word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Glad that you're here. All right, we're going to take a break in just a few moments, but very quickly let you know some. It's been 3 months since we've been together. We have some exciting new products. You want to see it again?
That's the Army coming through.
Exciting new products.
Army
in
Air
the,
Force.
Hang on a second. I want to do that again. Okay. New products in the Chambra shop. You've seen that before. This is a new one. Huh?
All right. I like that.
And exciting new products in the Chambra shop, including Journey of the Angels. We recorded this back in Breckenridge in June, which seems like ages ago. But it was probably Tobias's premier piece. It's 11 CDs, and it's the journey of how we went from home to here. We were all expecting that it was going to be, you know, Tobias has told parts and pieces of the story. We weren't expecting anything major. How many people here were up there for the live journey?
Yeah, quite a few.
It was amazing. It was epic.
It knocked my socks off, and which was shocking to me because I'd heard this I'd been to all the school ones. I'd been to all the school twos. So it completely caught me off guard. I knew it was important for us to document it and have a good recording of it, but it far exceeded what I expected.
This is probably one of those personal study courses that...
If
somebody comes along and says, geez, you know, I'm new to Chambra, what should I read, what should I look at? This is it. This is core material. And Tobias's delivery was just outstanding. So that's available. Also in July, we introduced Kathumi's What's Missing. And this is 5 CDs. And it really talks about bringing you into your life. You know, stop having your divinity somewhere else and your aspect somewhere
what's
else.
What's missing? You.
Pretty clever, isn't it? So, and he's talking about what's missing in your life. Well, you. You know, you've given up power to somebody else. You won't let you come into your life because, well, you think your life is maybe crappy. But it's saying, crap or not, bring you into your life.
Don't be afraid to bring you in.
You know, it's not Kathumi at his funny level. He's really not funny in there at all.
He's not funny at all.
But he's very wise. It's one of those courses that you can listen to in, you know, matter of a couple days.
It's really pleasant.
It really gets to the point and makes you stop and wonder, where did I leave me out of my life and why did I leave me out? It's a really good personal study course.
It's pretty nice. Kathumi did a good job.
And then finally, on the Midsummer Conference, we have DVDs of all of the channels in a DVD channel pack. They're also in audio format if you just want to listen. But, you know, there's something about the DVDs when you watch them, which we've done and with the staff a number of times, and it brings it all back. So these are available, or you can do individual downloads of any of the presenters or the channels. My favorite, of course, is the DVD pack. Okay. And finally, the music of Anders Holt. Wasn't Anders amazing?
Yes.
Just, he and Kachina, amazing individuals, beautiful music. I'm looking forward to working more with them. Of course, he introduced 2 CDs in Breckenridge. One was the returning CD. These were, I think it's 5 songs, including the returning song that won the competition. And then Lemurian Homecoming, which you've heard in the background today, kind of that haunting, beautiful... I don't know what it is. It's not
it's
words.
Experience.
It's not music. It's an experience. You put those on your headsets, and you'll really expand. So those are available.
I think it's cheating when you channel and play his music.
In the Chambra Shop. Okay, before we take a break.
Very
quick
soulful.
Question. Guess who these 3 gentlemen are? Jay, take a good look at those faces. All right, you guys are right. Eddie Haskell, the Beaver, and Wally. Whoa, I'm glad we're not getting that old. I took one look at the pictures and thought, man, they are really aging. I'm so glad we're not. Okay. Finally, putting this together, the webcast and all the work that goes into it, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. So let's give our crew a huge hand and a thanks for being here. Okay, we're going to take a 20-minute break, get something to eat, use the... By the way, gentlemen, there is a new urinal in the men's room. Use it, enjoy, but please aim to please.
And thank you to Susie for getting us the new urinal.
Yes.